Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack met with Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador earlier this week. Leaders discussed the looming decree by the Mexican president that would ban imports of biotech corn into the country. In a statement following the meeting, Vilsack commented, "We must find a way forward soon," and emphasized in no uncertain terms, absent an acceptable resolution of the issue, the U.S. government would be forced to consider all options. The options available include taking formal steps to enforce legal rights under the USMCA agreement. National Corn Growers Association CEO John Doggett replied, "Today's meeting shows that the Biden administration is listening to the NCGA and the American corn grower leaders, and that Vilsack is willing to go to the mat for the American farmers." The Mexican president has promised to enact a decree that would end imports of corn using biotech and certain herbicides by 2024. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says near to below normal temperatures and near to above normal precipitation will cover most of the country for the period of December 6th through the 12th.
One thing that is going to eventually happen with this stormy regime is that cold air that's already in place in much of the northern and western United States is going to gradually expand the south and east. Pretty much the way to look at it is each storm kind of helps to pull that cold air further south and east. So we are looking at near or below normal temperatures across the majority of the country. Above normal temperatures generally confined just to the deep south where that warmth will linger. With this stormier pattern, we are expecting near or above normal precipitation across most of the country. The one area expecting below normal precipitation will be in the vicinity of the Great Lakes, where we expect some below normal precipitation toward the end of this 8 to 14 day outlook as we get towards December 9th or 10th. One thing we'll be watching is the potential for some very cold air working its way across the northern plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes region. Just something to keep in mind as we head a little bit deeper into December.
Monday was a busy day in the saga of the impending strike of railroad workers. December 9th is the final day for the unions and the railroad companies to reach an agreement over new contracts for workers. President Biden consulted with his cabinet this week and after the meeting called on Congress to step in. During Monday's White House press conference, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre talked about the president's call for Congress to use their authority to force the rail workers to keep working, something that has happened multiple times in the past 60 years.
From the beginning, the president has been very clear. Shutdown is unacceptable because of the impact that it would have on jobs and families and farms and businesses and communities just across the country.
This is Inside Agriculture.